Nazir Perak Aleph Mishnah Hey. Areini Nazir Maloi Habayas Oy Maloi HaKupa. A person says that he's accepting upon himself Naziris like a full house, or Maloi HaKupa, or a full basket, Bot Genoso. We actually, in this case, ask him afterwards. Im Omar, and if he says, Achas Gedolo Nazarti, that really he was only intending for one large Naziris, Nazir Shloshim Yom. So then we assume that he only meant 30 days. Even though the basket was filled with tons of hay or whatever he had in there, or the house was filled with stuff, it's similar to the second mission of this parak, where a person was just using either an exaggeration, just explaining how hard Naziris is or how easy Naziris is for him. But he was only referring to the regular Naziris of 30 days. Vim Omar Stam Nazarti, if he says that I'm just Stam making Naziris, meaning the way the Chacham would interpret what I'm talking about, nothing different. Ro'enes HaKupa Ki'iluhi Malei HaChardol V'Nazir Kol Yamav. We look at this basket as if it's filled with mustard seeds, which are very, very small, and he now has to become a Nazir his whole life. And this, like the Rav points out, he'd be a Nazir Olam, and he'd be able to shave once every 12 months, like we've said, but it's not just 30 days. Now, why is this case, though, different than the previous Mishnah, the Chacham, that disagreed with Rebbe and said that he would have multiple Naziruses in a case where a person's referring to accepting upon Nazirus like the hair on his head? Why is it different than stuff that's in a basket or in the house? Why is this any different? Why here do we say Nazir Olam? So the Meiri says over here, because then in the other case, we're talking about the item itself that's separate. Like the hairs on the head are separate from each other. The sand is separate from each other. In that case, we understand that his Naziris is separate from each other, so it's every 30 days. But in this case, he's referring to the kli, the vessel that's holding all those things. He's referring to the house that's holding it, or he's referring to the basket that's holding all those separate things. And when you deal with a kli that's holding something, it binds everything together as one. Like the Maral says, when the Jews left the desert to go into Eretz Yisrael, that all of a sudden there was a new din, that everybody is responsible for each other. Kol Yisrael Ravim Zel Azeh, we became one. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael is like a kli for Arvis, that it's a kli, it's a vessel that all the Jews, once we enter Eretz Yisrael, we become one. Because Eretz Yisrael makes us one. So to here, similar, the fact, according to the Meiri, that he's referring to a house or something like that, or a basket, it makes it one long Naziris. However, the Rambam learns that this Mishnah would go Aliba de Rebbe, that he would have one long Naziris, but the same Chacham that argued in the previous Mishnah that he would have to do multiple Naziris, so to here, according to the Chacham, he'd have to do multiple Naziris.